Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, Saturday night, May 20th, 2017. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Internet radio show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. But on tonight, my guest is none other than Elder James McCurry of Flint, Michigan. He will be sharing the word on tonight, so I'm asking all the listeners if you would get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he brings the word of God on tonight. Please get your Bibles and pens out and available and ready to follow along with my guest on tonight. He comes forth over this airway East third Saturday night at the same time from 8 to 9 p.m. over this worldwide platform. So I thank God for him on tonight. And I'm asking all listeners, as we always do, we always open up in prayer. Please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come to say thank you for who and all that you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. You told us in your word, Heavenly Father, that we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you cannot lie, you cannot fail, you cannot change. You are not like man. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we see or hear on the news. We know that you are in total control. So we just thank you for who you are once again. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. We are not worthy of your grace or mercy, but we thank you for them both in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know where they are and how to reach them. So we pray, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus Christ for your glory. We pray and lift up all those that are bereaved, Heavenly Father, all over the land as well, because you know where they are too. So we pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen them, because we know that still today, earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are our healer and you are our comforter. You are our strength, our peace, our joy. You are our everything, Heavenly Father. So we just thank you for who are in all that you are once again. So on tonight, as we get ready to go forth with your word on tonight through Elder McCreary, we pray, Lord, that should there be any listeners on the line or on the internet, Heavenly Father, that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, we pray, Lord, that as a word will go forth on tonight, that after hearing the word, that they would be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into their hearts. They would totally surrender to him tonight and become saved in his name on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we pray also, Heavenly Father, that through your word on tonight, that a backslider will come back to the fold and that the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified for your glory is our prayer. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with me. Forgive me of all my sins and transgressions, my family members, from the oldest to the youngest. My guest, Elder James McCreary, and his family, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our prayers and the word would not be hindered on tonight, but that it would accomplish everything that you set forth to do in the earth over the airways on tonight. Heavenly Father, that's our prayer in Jesus' name. So we thank you for every listener. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them, continue to move by your spirit as only you can, Heavenly Father. We come now and listen to our president, and now not only him, but worldwide leaders, Heavenly Father, and all those that have ruled over your people in any form or fashion. We pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts and minds of each man or woman that have ruled over your people in any capacity, that they will be always led and directed by you so that they will do what's right for all people, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So have your way on tonight, because we know it's not about us. It's about you. And Father, we just thank you for the opportunity, for the privilege to be able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ over the worldwide airways on tonight. Once again, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, our spiritual food for thought comes to us telling us hope is made alive by faith. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought for all of us is to be reminded that hope is made alive by our faith. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But in the form of announcements, I only have two announcements for tonight. And the first announcement that I have I'm asking all listeners, worldwide listeners, if you'll please patronize your local Firehouse Sub restaurant. I had the opportunity, was along with my twin sister and youngest sister last month, we visited one of their establishments in Roseville, Michigan, for the first time, and we were so impressed, and the food was excellent, it was great, the service was excellent, and so I'm asking, as your host, I'm asking all listeners, please patronize your local Firehouse Sub restaurant. Not only do they fight fires and save lives, but as you patronize their restaurants, their establishment, they give back financially to the community, to different agencies, that outreach agencies that help people. So they give back. Now, again, not only do they save lives by fighting fires and lives, but they give back through the restaurant, Firehouse Sub restaurants. Please patronize your local Firehouse Sub restaurant. And my final announcement is I'm so excited that the Lord is still doing great work through this worldwide ministry, because that's what this is. This is a ministry, and I thank God for this worldwide platform. He has now opened the door for me to have two new hosts. Well, they're not new now, but they are. Please, for them to tune in to their programs. The first one is Sister Vadira Hayward. Her show comes on each fourth Saturday night. Again, Sister Vidira Hayward, each fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Her show title is Releasing the Sound. And finally, Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey, he comes on first and third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey, each first and third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And also Vidira Hayward, every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. If you would be available to tune in, to listen to what the Lord is saying through these vessels, you would be blessed and God would be glorified as you tune in to listen to what they are sharing with the world, what God has given to them in the Word of God. So right now, we're going to come forth with Elder James McQuarrie. He's going to be bringing forth the Word on tonight. And again, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens ready, have them available so you can take notes. So in case you would like to go back later on during the week when you have free time to go over the Word on tonight that's been given out by Elder James McQuarrie, that you can reflect back on the Word so you have something to go by. So have pen and paper ready and your Bible so you can follow along with the man of God as he brings forth the Word of God. But right now, before he comes forth with the Word, we're going to go forth with our music break on tonight. And lately, we have been praying, Pray For Me, because we are our brother's keeper, and we are told we are to pray one for another. So as we are praying for one another, we're going to continue to pray for one another. We just thank God that, and we ask God to please continue to cover us. So that's our song for tonight. Our music break song is Cover Me, Lord. And right after this music break, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to yield the mic to Elder James McQuarrie to bring forth God's Word on tonight.
Cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, tonight is Saturday night, May 20th, 2017. And yes, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And again, I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. from Detroit, Michigan. Well, my guest again on tonight, every third Saturday night, is none other than Elder James McCrary of Flint, with the word of this time. So please have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he brings forth God's word. Elder James McCrary, I am yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word on tonight.
God bless you, Brother James. I appreciate you tonight. It's a blessing to be able to share, amen, over this great radio broadcast that you host. And I appreciate the opportunity that you have given me to speak to the people. And I pray that they will have an ear to hear as God has given unto them. We are in a turmoil, amen. And when I say that, we are seeking God for a release of his people, that they will find a way to seek him more. It's time to seek the Lord. And I just thank God for the opportunity that we have to share. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. And we thank you for those that hear this broadcast. We ask your blessings upon each one. We pray, Father, that you'll look on those that are sick and afflicted. Touch the hearts and minds of those that are confused. I pray, Father, that you will let this word go forth and it will reach the masses. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For you are our strength and our redeemer. And we pray by faith and we call this prayer to be so. In Jesus, Yeshua mighty name, amen. Yes, I want to talk with you tonight on the subject of grace and not letting your grace be in vain. Not letting your grace be vain. If you go with me to my first scripture in 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2, and read with me. For those of you who are listening and have Bibles, read with me. It says, we then as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. But he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Go back up to 6. It says, we then as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Many are confused in religious Christians. Many are confused. They care not to profess how they're walking in their daily lifestyle. And we understand that what grace is and allow it to become active and meaningful in our lives. We have to understand that. We have to understand what grace is all about, where grace is from, who gives grace. And let it become meaningful and active in our lives. When we confess his grace, whose grace? God's grace, Jesus, Yeshua, Yahweh. When we confess his grace but don't live righteous in our daily activities, then we receive his grace in vain. Listen to what I just told you. When we confess his grace, listen to this. We say we have his grace, but we don't live right in our walk, in our talk, in our daily activities, then we receive his grace in vain. Paul the Apostle in his letter to the Corinthians are requesting with an urgent call. It tells us to assemble not to receive God's grace in vain. We as people were spiritually under sentence of physical and eternal death and made alive into a new creation. Spiritual life. That is the essence of grace. So it is very important that our daily walk become a spiritual example to others, as that the ministry not be blamed. See, when you walk in, when you have grace, grace brings out something in your life that brings a place of light, an example in your walk and your talk daily. You become a spiritual example to others. The grace of Yeshua, Messiah, from God the Father, Yahweh, comes to us and enables his followers to abide in his righteousness, to be separated from the things and the people of the world and unrighteous living. That's what grace does. It helps us. We are not to open wide our hearts toward God and others. We are to open up our hearts to God and others, and as he has toward them, but not team up with unrighteousness. See, grace don't allow you to team up with unrighteousness. So if you're teaming up with unrighteous things and living your life not pleasing to the Father, your grace is in vain. Because when we confess Jesus, yet continually connect ourselves with unbelievers, the grace of God is vain. After we have accepted his grace, we're no longer in darkness. And the light of sanctification overtakes us. And we begin to live in agreement with him and abide in his company as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. Because light and darkness have no communion. Romans 12, 1 and 2 is a good thing to look at, good scriptures to look at. Let's look at that. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now listen. And then it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12, 1 and 2. We must take as his workmanship and love him with all our heart, mind, and soul. It's our duty as believers to prove him and come totally from the sins of this world and touch nothing unclean. 2 Corinthians 6, 17. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 6 and 17 for a minute. I think that's the scripture I want to use. Go with me. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean. And he said, I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Powerful scripture. This meaning of touch is not just a physical touch, but also it means that this also deals with the unclean thoughts of the mind. And I talk about much in dealing with people about stinking thinking. You got to be careful how you think. And dealing in grace, you got to be careful how you think, because what you think, you speak. You got to be careful of that. Touch, that word touch right there is not meaning just putting your hand on something. It means dealing with the unclean thoughts. You've got to deal with those things. Grace is the divine love and protection given freely to all who accept and live according to his word. Thanks be unto God through Jesus for his unspeakable gift. Upon his acceptance in our lives, the sinful nature should be totally destroyed. Work on that. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Go to Romans 6, 1 and 2. I just read it. Romans 6, 1 and 2. Turn your Bibles back over there to Romans 6, 1 and 2. I read it again. What shall we say then? That's a question. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul says, certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it? It's impossible. You are to die daily. So grace has his way in your life. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that is in you, that has been given by God through his Son Jesus? And we are not our own. We are bought with a price. We should glorify God in our bodies, in our spirit, that his being given to us because we are his. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Take it in. Grace only comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus was made to be sin for us. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Look at that with me, if you will. Just talking with you for a minute. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's in John 1:17. Read the scripture. Paul was given a look into grace when he sought God thrice. You know the story of how Paul sought about the moving of in Paul's flesh, the things that he dealt with. And he prayed and asked God to move it twice, three times. Jesus told him, he said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. Look, let's look at 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9. I'd like for you to have scripture. And he said unto me, this is Paul speaking, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. We have to depend upon him. My grace is sufficient for you, he says. Paul knew that his grace was not given in vain, but to show forth the holiness and righteousness of the God of Jesus on this earth. That's what grace is given us to us for. Not just, and Paul was just not saying that just to be saying something. He said that the grace of God was given not in vain, but to show forth the holiness. See, holiness is not speaking in tongues. He cometh, so cometh shovel late. He's not talking about that. He's talking about living right. Holiness is a way of life through grace, righteousness of Jesus Christ on this earth. I want you to understand that God is in control of the universe. And also that sometimes Jesus answers prayer. It's not necessary to grant the request we ask, but to change the person who's asking. Listen, I told a brother today, prayer allows God through Jesus Christ to interfere in your daily activities on earth. It's important to pray. It's important through your grace that God has given you. Pray and seek him. Got a little poem that I want to read to you that I wrote. Don't allow Jesus' grace to be vain in your life. Remember, it's a gift to you, but he paid the price. You should make every effort to live right by separating darkness from what we call light. Grace are for those who truly believe. It's not given to those with a spirit to deceive. Make sure the grace you confess is not vain. For to give life is why Jesus came. So trust that his grace is sufficient for you. And believe that his grace will see you through. Wrote that for you hoping that it inspires you and encourage you to understand how important grace is in your life. It's important. Grace is favor, loving and kindness. Grace, trusting in actions. God's grace is his unearned and merited favor and loving and kindness toward human beings. Grace is something that we don't deserve. Only through Jesus Christ do we have grace. Included in the grace is the gift of having enough faith to believe the good news of Jesus, the Messiah. This gift is not restricted to a few, but is available to everyone. Let's look at Titus 2 and 11 for a minute. See if we can find it. Titus. Where are you, Titus? 2 and 11. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that it's important that you understand well what you hold in your life. Grace is so powerful and works so powerfully in your life that you can walk daily in a holy way, a righteous way, trusting that does not lead to good actions, cannot save, and is not to a channel for God's grace. Grace is something that you should have in your life that should never be vain. Because grace that is not vain, it'll help you. It'll help you walk by faith and not by sight. Grace will also bring you into a praying spirit that you will pray without ceasing. All of us should be thankful for that great divine gift known as grace. So you show forth good works and live lawful in him, and be sure that his word will not return unto you void, or him void, because his word is truth and his grace is free. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. The grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ, is with you and shall be with you. Why? Because if when you confess Jesus into your life, when he comes in to, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to lead you and to guide you, to direct your path, to show you the way. As our pastor always says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledging him, thinking he'll direct your path. Let me give you something here. Go with me over to 2 Thessalonians in the second chapter. 1 Thessalonians, I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Because grace helps us to maintain a righteous walk in God. We don't want our grace to be vain. So let's look at this. In 1 Thessalonians 2nd chapter, it says in verse 3, "For our exaltation did not come from error or uncleanness, nor was it in deceit, but as we have been approved by God." See, we've been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. Even so, we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, not, is it Paul talking here? A cloak for covetousness, God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, whom we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, you just as nursing mother cherishes her own children. Listen, see, that's what grace do. The righteous and the true grace of God brings you into a humble spirit. It brings you into recognizing that you have no control over life and that God has the power and authority over life. And when you pray and seek God, you give Jesus an opportunity to intercede for you, because your grace that he has given you opens up the door through righteousness so that you can get into him and you can seek his face and become a true righteous soldier for him. Listen to this. Listen to this. In the same chapter, First Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, grace is what I'm talking about, not vain. That you also, in verse 11, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your own hands as he commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside. And what he's talking about there, walking. See, that's what grace does. Grace gives you a light that shines in the midst of darkness toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. He said, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as those, as others who have no hope. Grace gives you hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring him with him those who are asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we are alive and remain in the coming, amen, of his coming. Now, I want you to understand, don't let your grace today be in vain. He gives you that grace. That grace is not, you can't pay for it. It's not bought by money that you spend. You can't do no good works and think that, you know, that's grace. Grace is a gift that's given by God through Jesus Christ. That's what grace is all about. God wants you to have that grace. Listen, Noah, listen what Genesis 6 and 8 say. It says, Noah found grace in the eyes. Listen, what is it? Let's look at it. It said Genesis 6 and 8. Let's look at a few scriptures here. I want you to understand what you have. Genesis 6 and 8. Go with me over there. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 6. Hope you have it. Verse 8. Listen to this. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Listen, you know how God used Noah. I'm not going to get into the whole story about how God used Noah to build an ark, and you know the story. But it was grace that allowed Noah to be a man on earth to find grace in the, you know, Noah found grace, favor in the Lord, found favor. So you got to understand that. See, God has right now given you favor. He's given you grace. Through grace, watch this. Go to Ephesians 2 and 8 with me. And I'm going to show you the importance of grace. Ephesians 2, verse 8. Look at it for me. Go with me in your Bibles. Ephesians 2, verse 8. Watch this. For by grace you have been what? He said you have been saved. For by grace. That's how come your grace should not be made. He said, but by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Listen, you can't do nothing I did this, and this is why I have grace. No, grace is a gift from God. I don't care how good you say you are, how whatever. Grace comes only through Jesus Christ from the Father God. It's not a work. Verse 9 says, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You, you, It's not, you can't boast about this. You can't say I did. I did anything to merit this. No, no, no. It's God. It's all God. Hallelujah. He said, for we are created in his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That's what grace is all about. Grace helps you to love. Go to James 4:6 with me. Let's look at what James had to say about grace. James 4:6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. This is what he says. He resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Listen, you don't have to walk around here high-minded and thinking that you're all this and all that. Listen, God is the one that gives you grace, and he gives it to the humble. He don't give it to the one that's all stuck up and high-minded and think that you're better than somebody. Listen to this. Therefore, he says in verse 7 in James 4 and 7, he said, therefore, submit to God. And then you can resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When you walk around thinking that you all that in a bag of chips. Come on now. It don't work like that. Grace is given freely. I just want you to understand. Don't let your grace be in vain. Grace is given freely. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And then he said, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Then verse 10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. That's grace. And I want to just leave this with you. I want to say this to you. As James speaks in the 4th chapter, verse 11, he said, do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Grace will not allow you to do that. Your grace is in vain if you're trying to walk around here like you done died for somebody. No one died for us but Jesus. Mother, father, sister, brother, I don't care how many people have left this world. None died for you that can give you this salvation through grace that Jesus Christ has given us. God, through Jesus Christ, has given us this. A free. Jesus paid a price. He went to Calvary. He hung out on the tree and died for you and for me, that we might have a right to the tree of life. That's what grace is all about. Brothers and sisters, don't let your grace be in vain. Live a righteous life each day. Do the best you know. Pray and seek God every day. Bless his name. Lift him up. He said, if you lift me, I'll draw me in. We want to give him praise. We want to give him honor for what he is in our lives. We thank God for the opportunity that has been given us through Pastor Brown, Minister Brown, and he's a minister in his own right. We thank God for him. And we ask that you pray for him and pray for his broadcast, that God will continue to flourish it, and that it will be a blessing to people all across the country, in the world to come, and that a fresh anointing of latter rain will fall upon this broadcast each and every Thursday and Saturday, that whoever is speaking, they will speak with power and anointing, and it will richly bless someone who has fallen on the wayside and gotten weak. And I want you to know, if you're listening to me tonight and you've fallen on the wayside and you've gotten weak in your walk with God, it's not over. He's not counting you out. People may, but he's not. Salvation is a free gift through the grace of God. It put in effect so that no one can boast that he had saved himself. Only Jesus Christ. Salvation is free. And if you have gotten weak, then God is your strength. Trust him. Jesus Christ paid a price for you. Grace is the love and the favor of God given to understanding men and to deserving man. You've got to listen. Grace means mankind will receive a special recognition, favor, love, or kindness from our Heavenly Father. It's good to know what grace is. It's good to know that our Heavenly Father gives us grace to show us, amen, that he loves us. He's showing us that. He wants us to know that. Now, I want to plead with you. Seek his face. For it is by grace you are saved. Seek his face. Through trusting in him, it is not your own doing. Seek his face. It is God's gift, not a reward for work done. There is nothing for anyone to boast of. We are all God's handiwork. We're created in Jesus to devote ourselves to good deeds for which God has designed us. He designed us through grace so that we can be able to bless people, and when we come in contact with others, our light will shine, and they will know that we represent a God that loves and a God that separates from the world and gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Grace is so important. So don't let that grace that you have be in vain. Watch this. You got to understand that we as people, grace is a loving kindness in the word. There's a word called chesed. It's a very unique word. It means goodness, kindness, and or to do and show kindness toward another person. Mean to be a good, a kind. This word also means to do things in a righteous manner. Grace, that's all grace is. It helps you to, you know, to reach others and love others as God loves through Jesus Christ. So I just want to just share that with you tonight. And I pray that you have received something that will help you, to encourage you, and by the grace of God, I will be back with you on the next third Saturday night, sharing with you a word from the Lord that will encourage you and that will bless you. And I again applaud Brother James Brown for the great work that he's doing and making sure that the word of God through Jesus Christ is being manifested throughout the land. And somebody is hearing this word and giving up their old ways and shaking themselves loose and being like the prodigal son, realizing where he's at and coming to his right self and coming back home to his father, because his father have grace for him. And you may be that one. If so, then come on back home. You don't have to be in drugs. You don't have to be in alcohol. You don't have to... You don't have to do none of those things that the world and the devil is trying to get. Turn around and knowing that God's grace through Jesus Christ is sufficient for you, my brother and my sister. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the blessings of your word. And we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for grace. Because you said in the Psalms, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. For he maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us up beside the still waters. He restores our soul. And he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And even when we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear no evil. For you are with us. We thank you, Father. We thank you because your grace and mercy is with us. Your goodness and your kindness is with us. We thank you because, Father, we have no a spirit, of, not a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. We thank you, Father, because we know that you are giving us everything that we need because you say you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you. Bless this broadcast. Bless Brother James. Touch his body from the head to the sole of his feet. Strengthen him where he's weak. Build him up where he's torn down that he might be able to be that soul winner that you are looking for in these last and evil days. Touch his hand as he plays music. Let a fresh anointing be upon him that this ministry of music will flow and just touch the hearts and the minds of the people, and that when someone hear that music being played, that it will lift them and encourage them. It will cause a healing in their bodies. We thank you now. We give you praise for this opportunity that has been given unto us through James. We give you praise for an opportunity to be able to bless the people through the word of God. We praise you and we lift your name, for we thank you and we call it so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again for a mighty, mighty word on tonight. Yeah, we do oftentimes need to be reminded about God's grace and how important God's grace is in our lives and what grace represents. It represents so many different things. And so we just thank God for his grace, and I thank God that his grace is sufficient even for me. Just like Paul with the thorn in the flesh, God let him know that through the word, even though you're going through what you're going through, my grace is sufficient. You're going through it. It's not in vain. It's for a reason. It's for a purpose. So you're going to go through something sometime. That's that God gives us a sufficient grace to be able to hold on to his unchanging hand, to keep on standing, and to be able to hold on to our faith and knowing that because of God's grace and his sufficient grace that we can fulfill our God purpose no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we hear or what people say or what the enemy tried to make us think, we know that by God's grace, we're going to make it. And so it's all because of God's grace. We have made it this far. And through that same grace, we're going to make it all the way through until we stand before God and get that our reward when we hear our Father, our Creator say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on higher, and I'm going to make you ruler over many things. So we just thank God for the grace that he bestow upon us, even though we are not worthy. None of us are worthy of it. I am so grateful for God's grace on tonight. So we thank God for our Elder James McCurry on tonight for bringing another powerful word, grace. That is something to think about. God's grace. It's amazing. That grace is amazing. I love that song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I see. Ooh, thank God for his amazing grace. So we thank God for Elder James McCurry again for the word on tonight, grace. I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight, listeners. And most of all, I pray that someone that was not saved in Jesus' name on tonight before hearing the word, after hearing the word, they can too now open their mouth and surrender to God and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts. And they too can be saved through the same grace because God has no respect to a person. He changes not. And his desire is that all souls be lost. And that is my desire and Elder James McCurry's desire on tonight, that no soul be lost, because we know that the enemy, he do come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he do have power, but he have limited power. But God has all power. So we just thank God for the word on tonight, that God was glorified through the word, and the enemy, Satan, was horrified through the word on tonight. So we thank you, Elder McCurry. You continue to be the man of God and the blessing that he have appointed you to be for such a time as this. Well, on tonight, we get ready to close out tonight's show. God bless you, Elder McCurry. As we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm asking all listeners, please tune in faithfully Thursday night and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Please pass the word on to your church members, your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, even your enemies. Let them know about this broadcast because people are being blessed. Souls are being saved. Backsliders are coming back to the fold. The body of Jesus Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through the word over this worldwide platform. Again, I do not take it lightly or for granted. It's a blessing that to be able to bring forth men and women to bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ to the saving of many souls, that God will be glorified. That's what it's all about. So we just thank God for allowing us to be the vessels and the servants and ambassadors in these last and evil days to speak a word into the lives of sinful men and women, boys and girls, that they can turn from their evil ways and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And then they will come to know their God purpose, and they will walk in it, and they will live in their God purpose, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth for God's glory and His glory alone. So if we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me as we close out tonight's program. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, as once again we give your name praise. We give you glory and honor because of who you are. We know that you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you for your sufficient grace, your mercy toward each one of us. None of us are worthy or deserving of your grace or mercy, but we thank you that in spite of ourselves, you extend your grace and mercy toward each one of us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight, that you still watch us over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you change not, you cannot fail, you cannot lie. Thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. So we pray, Lord, that this broadcast, this worldwide platform that you have blessed us with, that it would not be in vain, and that we will always remember and know that it's about you, and that we will be humble and remain humble and faithful and obedient to you as you continue to help us increase, and that this worldwide platform will grow even larger for your glory, Heavenly Father, as you increase our territory for your glory through this airway. We just give your name praise and glory and honor in advance for what you're going to do. I thank you for what you've already done, for what you're doing, and for what you're yet to do in the life and over this worldwide platform for your glory. And through me and my entire family members and all those that are in the body of Jesus Christ trying to be doers of your word and not hearers only without hidden motives or agendas, that we're trying to be doers of your word, that we will be able to fulfill our God purpose in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. On tonight, just have your way, Heavenly Father, through the lives of your people. And I pray, Lord, on tomorrow that if Jesus don't come soon, before then, that you would move by your spirit on tomorrow through each vessel, each man or woman that's going to stand forth and bring your word on tomorrow to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold. And those that are in the body of Jesus Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified through your word and through your service on tomorrow, through every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow. Heavenly Father, for your glory and your glory alone is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you, and I love you too. Continue to be blessed of the Lord, and whatever you do, continue to stand strong, stay strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And so for this, we give you praise. God, you're worthy to be praised. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Precious lamb. So much I owe.